time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather is calling for showers developing later today with a high in the mid-50s. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting the news. The Fairfield Mules football team took on Nashville at the Train Yard in the second round of Class 3A playoffs yesterday, but they were unable to pick up their 11th win and advance to the third round. Mark Turner has more.
Mules see their 2018 high school football season come to an end with a 42-16 loss to the Williamsville Bullets in the second round of the Class 3A IHSA football playoffs. Mules fell behind 28-0 at halftime as Williamsville used a great passing attack for long passing plays and the big lead at halftime. They never looked back from there. Mules get a couple of scores in the second half and make it 42-16 at the end of the game. Mules in their year 10-1. Few firsts for the Mules this year, though. They get their third straight Black Diamond Conference championship, second straight 9-0 regular season, and Coach Justin Townsend gets his 100th victory. Mules bow out with a 10-1 record this year, the 42-16 loss at the Train Yard on Saturday to the Williamsville Bullets. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Mark Turner at the Train Yard.
Edwards County lost to Mohegan Central A&M by a final of 27-0. Ending their season with a record of 7-4. More news after this break.
It's that time of year again, when the leaves change colors and fall from the trees. A time for hayrides, pumpkins, and little spooky friends trick-or-treating. A time for family activities and making lasting memories. Submit a picture of your favorite fall activity in the Fall Moments Photo Contest by submitting your photo to WFIWradio.com. One winner will win a $100 Visa gift card. Full contest details can be found at WFIWradio.com.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here, and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
The goal of the Illinois Eastern Community College Adult Literacy Program is looking for people in the community to volunteer to be a literacy tutor or mentor for people who need help learning. Angel McGuire, the IECC's Adult Education Coordinator of Transition Services, says the program has the ability to help Fairfield.
That 17.1% that we have that's poverty level and the 3.89% that's English as a second language that are lower level learners that need to be a part of our community, an active part of our community, we're helping them to learn so that they can be an active part of our community and build that up. I'd love to see our poverty level to be gone. I mean, for our poverty level to be zero, we have active individuals in this community, and they are working and they're giving back to the community. And so that is how the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program helps, because we spend that one-on-one time with them and we get them through to their goals that they make for themselves so that they can be active participants.
McGuire, who spoke at Thursday's Fairfield Rotary Club meeting, says there are currently 30 participants in the program with a goal of getting over 100 involved within the next year. The adult literacy program was discontinued for a time when grant money dried up at the state level, but it is back, starting back up in July of this year. After a windy day today, forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, say the area has a possibility of some severe weather developing Monday afternoon and evening. Forecasters say damaging winds would be the main threat, with thunderstorms that develop. Following the thunderstorm threat Monday, cooler weather expected by Thursday of this week, with the area possibly seeing the first snowflakes of the season. Forecasters are not expecting any accumulation. Rainfall the past couple of days has pushed some area rivers up to near or just over flood stage, with more rain in the forecast starting today. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning, was at 19.7 feet, 2.5 feet above flood stage, At Clay City, the stage this morning was 18.4 feet, about a half foot above flood stage. The river there should fall below flood stage by this evening. Any heavy rainfall beyond Monday could cause those numbers to be revised. At Carmi, the Little Wabash this morning stood at 18.4 feet, well below its 27-foot flood stage. The level at Carmi should remain steady the next few days. Currently, no flooding issues are expected on the Skillet Fork at Wayne City or the Wabash at Mount Carmel. Skillet Fork was at 8.4 feet this morning. That's 6.5 feet below flood stage. Wabash at Mount Carmel was at 15 feet this morning with a crest just under the 19-foot flood stage at 17.9 expected Monday morning. In other news, troops from 10 states, including Illinois, are set to be dispatched to the border in response to a caravan of Central American migrants that's largely composed of families with children and is weeks from reaching the U.S.-Mexico border. According to the Defense Department, the troops will come from North and South Carolina, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Georgia, Texas, Washington, Kentucky, and Kansas. They'll be stationed at an Air Force base and Army installation in Arizona, at several Marine facilities in the San Diego area, and in five locations in Texas, including Naval and Army bases. The Defense Department has reportedly identified 7,000 troops who will be participating in the mission at the border. About 2,000 National Guard members are already dispatched at the southern border. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump says the number of military troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexican border could reach 15,000, roughly double the number the Pentagon said it currently plans for a mission whose dimensions are shifting daily. The troop numbers have been changing at a near constant pace, with Trump drawing a hard line on immigration in the lead-up to the midterm elections. Trump's new troop estimate caught the Pentagon by surprise. Later he told the media, quote, "We have to have a wall of people." Well, are you thinking about the state fair? If you're all in for the 11 days of the fair in 2019, you can purchase tickets and passes now. The Department of Agriculture says these are the lowest prices of the season. According to Denise Albert, a number of options are out there.
The 2019 Illinois State Fair is only 280 days away, and we have some great holiday promotional deals if you want to get tickets for the fair. We have mega passes for $60 and bargain books for $45. These make great stocking stuffers and holiday gifts.
Tickets and passes are ready for purchase at illinoisstatefair.info. Responding to mental health issues on the farm continues to draw more attention, so much so that the Minnesota Department of Agriculture staffs a rural mental health counselor. Ted Matthews has that job, and over the years he's had some tough conversations with farmers who may be reluctant to talk about such a sensitive topic. But he says there are some signs to watch out for when things escalate to suicidal thoughts.
A person who went to church all the time all of a sudden stops going. Communication with their friends and going in for coffee now and then stop doing that. Communication with their spouse. The tendency for men is to pull back when they feel stressed, to talk less. And for women, they step forward and they want to talk about that. And sometimes what happens is the more she wants to talk about all the stresses, the more he will pull back, and then she eventually just gives up and it gets wider and wider spread. So those are some of the things that you can look for. And mainly, you know, things changing in personality, changing in, you know, that sense of hopelessness and that constant identification with hopelessness. Oftentimes, you know, more often than not, people don't leave notes when they commit suicide. It's the frustration, the anger, the all of the negative feelings that they have comes to a head, and that's what happens then. They take that one last step. Mm-hmm.
Matthews is in Illinois this week doing several events with local county farm bureaus. Former President Barack Obama leads the list of minority trailblazers in the latest Illinois Top 200 Project poll, Kim Howard reports.
The country's first African-American president took the number one spot, followed by two Native Americans, says Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library spokesperson Chris Wills.
One is a real familiar name, Black Hawk, who led his people in the brief Black Hawk War against the United States. And the other was one of his political rivals within the Sauk tribe, a man named Chief Keokuk.
Other minority trailblazers in Illinois making the top 10 include Harold Washington, Jesse Jackson, and the Chicago White Sox's first Black player, Minnie Minoso. Vote now in the next category, Top Leaders, at IllinoisTop200.com. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The City of Albion's Water Department will be flushing water lines throughout the city over the first half of the month, with the first run coming Monday and Tuesday. On Monday and Tuesday, the northeast part of the city, north of East Elm Street and east of North 5th Street, will be affected. Marty Reed, water superintendent for the city, says residents should check for discolored water before doing any laundry. Frontier Community College will be offering a food sanitation and safety class on Friday, November 16th. Anyone in need of state certification for food handling should register soon. Positions requiring this certification may include jobs in a school cafeteria, restaurant, hospital, and catering service. Class will meet from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. in room 25 of Mason Hall. Students are encouraged to read the textbook prior to class, as an exam for certification will be given at the end of class on Friday. Carrie Dagg will be the instructor. Interested individuals can call FCC at 842-3711 to register. Reference course number 32563 when calling. Cost of the class will be paid at the time of registration, and a tuition discount is available for senior citizens. The required textbook may be purchased from the FCC bookstore located inside the Bobcat Den. That's a look at news. Area Deaths is next.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
My name is Sophia, and my mom is one of the 220,000 in Illinois living with Alzheimer's. I'm constantly thinking about her, and when I heard 60% of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's will wander at some point, I was worried. Silver Search is a new tool in Illinois to help locate those missing with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Go to SilverSearchIllinois.org to learn more on how Illinois is working to protect its citizens and learn how you can help.
Sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
In local and area deaths, 90-year-old Fairfield resident Claude Jack Mark died at 8:08 p.m. Thursday at St. Vincent Medical Center in Evansville. He was a retired contractor from Southern Illinois Railroad. Surviving are sons Tom Mark of Browns and Earl Mark of Sims, daughters Lisa Mason of Fairfield and LaDonna Thompson of Albion, a sister Mary Lou Bates of Arkansas, six grandchildren Jennifer Smith, Stephen Mark, Regina Like, Matthew Mark, Megan Mark, and Kayla Thompson, 12 great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Claude Jack Mark will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Ebenezer Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. Monday until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Enfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Sharon Sue Weber died at 10:50 Thursday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. She worked in many locations as a secretary and medical transcriptionist as she followed her Air Force husband throughout the U.S. and Germany. Surviving are her husband Dale of Fairfield, a son Brian K. Weber of Diamond, Washington, three grandsons, sisters Doris Phelps, Darlene Bond, and Phyllis 2D, a brother Melvin Lane, in-laws, Janet Lawson, Robert Weber, Carolyn Wade, and Lee Weber, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Sharon Weber will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 5 to 7 Monday evening at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society or Black Oak Ridge Cemetery near Bluford, and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Charlene K. Shaper died at 2:45 Friday morning at a Parian nursing home in Fairfield. K. Shaper's body will be cremated with no formal services. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Afternoons with the Double D airs from 1 to 4 each weekday afternoon on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Double D, your host, and I play classic hit songs from the 60s through the 90s, while also giving out song facts. If you are a business owner and are interested in being a sponsor of this fun and positive radio show, you can call the radio station at 618-842-2159 or email our marketing specialist through the Contact Us page on our website, WFIWradio.com.
Introducing Simplify My Meds at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. With Simplify My Meds, you can reduce stress and save time by filling all your prescriptions on the same day every month. Shoe Creek will take care of contacting your physicians, transferring prescriptions, and making sure you never run out of your medications again. They'll even coordinate refills for multiple family members so that they're all filled on the same day. Simply call Shoe Creek Pharmacy or take in your prescriptions to simplify your meds at your Health Mart Pharmacy. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
Here is your sports update for today. In high school football playoffs yesterday, Class 3A Williamsville beat Fairfield 42-16, Carlinville over Paxton Buckley Loda 40-7. In Class 1A, Moequa Central A&M over Edwards County 27-0. Class 2A, Maroa Forsyth beat Chester 49-12. In Class 4A, Effingham beat Paris 30-14. College football yesterday, Illinois beat Minnesota 55-31. It was Notre Dame over Northwestern 31-21. Michigan beat Penn State 42-7. Ohio State over Nebraska 36-31. Purdue topped Iowa 38-36. Wisconsin over Rutgers 31-17. Clemson beat Louisville 77-16. Georgia over Kentucky 34-17. Missouri over Florida 38-17. Number one ranked Alabama shut out LSU 29-0. National Hockey League, Minnesota beat St. Louis 3-1. Chicago over Calgary 2-1. In the NBA, Houston topped Chicago 96-88. Indiana over Boston 102-101. In local sports, Fairfield High School will hold its fall awards program Monday night at 5:30. There will be a spaghetti meal in the cafeteria for families and athletes until 6:15. Awards will begin at 6:20 for all sports. On the NFL schedule today, the Chicago Bears travel to Buffalo. Kansas City will be at Cleveland today. New York Jets are at Miami. Detroit is at Minnesota. Atlanta at Washington. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Pittsburgh plays at Baltimore, Houston's at Denver, the L.A. Chargers out at Seattle, L.A. Rams at New Orleans, and Green Bay is at New England. That's your sports update. I'm Darren Caudill. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Showers developing later today, a high in the mid-50s. South wind 15 to 18 miles per hour, gusts over 30 possible. Showers likely tonight, a low around 41, an 80% chance for showers Monday afternoon with a high near 60. Tuesday, a slight chance of morning showers, a high of 58. Sunny Wednesday, a high in the mid-50s. Thursday, chance of rain and snow showers early in the day, a high near 47. Thursday night, chance of rain late, then rain and snow overnight Thursday night. A low around 32, Friday mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. No rain so far today. The present Fairfield temperature is 51.